新学员，今天是八月八号，爸爸，祝你八岁快乐！我不想问你，爸爸是自己做成不成功吗？我想我们这边自己做不好，所以还需要努力。OK， 我开始啊，我先这个感谢很高兴担任的地方。我们今天是第一次。
First of all, I'm so happy to be here. How blessed we are, Christian.
神给我们啊，不是单一的，神给我们啊，一个很重要很好的礼物。
First of all, let me ask you, which are the two gifts that God gave us? Very important.
有两个重要礼物，当神赏。
Think about it.
我先的提示，这两个是刚开始的神赏。
I'll start with the Holy
Bible. The Holy Bible.
The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy
Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy
Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy
Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The
Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit.
Yes, the answer is Holy Spirit and Holy Bible.
We have
the Holy Scripture and we have the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
The Holy Scripture is our word. And that's the Word of God. And it's external to us. The Holy Spirit is inside of us.
所以我们外面有神的话，
already, we have the word of God,
我们里面有神的灵，
and inside of us, we have Holy Spirit.
这是阿哥的启
示。What a great blessing that is.
神的话在我们的外面。
If the word of God is external to us,
我们要让它进
入。But then we have to let it come in.
不要让神的话留在外面。
Don't let it remain outside.
不要让神的话留在书架上。
Don't let God's word remain on your bookshelf.
不要把圣经呢留在你的 garage 的 box 里面。
Do not leave your Bible in the garage and in the box.
把神的话进到你的里面来。
That the word of God come into you.
圣灵在你的里面。
And the Holy Spirit dwells within you.
第一点你要知道圣灵在你的里面。
First of all, we have to know that the Holy Spirit dwells within you.
如果我们基督徒不知道圣灵在我们里面。
You do not know that the Holy Spirit dwells within us. Let me repeat, if you do not know that the Holy Spirit dwells within you, then how pity that is. But even how Christians are pitiful. If we do not know the Holy Spirit dwells within us,
we know the Holy Spirit dwells within us.
We know the Holy Spirit dwells within us.And we have to let it flow under us.
要让圣灵从我们这个人里面流出。
Let the Holy Spirit go out of us.
是基督徒是什么呢
？So who are Christians?
基督徒就是让神的话进来。
Christians are those people who let the Word of God come in.
把神的灵出来。
And let the Spirit of God come out.
这个进来出来。
With the coming in of God.
我们是基督徒就健康。
And we are healthy Christians.
所以我们都想做一个健康的基督徒。
We all want to be healthy Christians.
我们就要让神的话进来。
And we have to let the word of God come in.
我们就要让神的话进来。
And then let the Spirit of God come out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们今天早上要来交通一下这个圣经跟圣灵吗？
Today I'd like to share with you about the Holy Scripture and the Holy Spirit.
圣经是一本宝贵的书。
Holy Bible is a precious book.
记住。
In a wonderful book. Wonderful, beautiful book.
圣经为什么伟大？为什么美好呢？
Why is it so great and so wonderful?
因为圣经是神所写。
Because it's written by God.
神借着人写。
Written by God through man.
神借人说话。
And God is himself speaking.
如果我们读圣经呢，我们就认识神。
If we read the scripture, we know God.
我们不读圣经呢？ 我们对神的想法就是很像。
If we do not know, we do not read the scripture, then our concept of God will be very upset.
我们读圣经，我们就知道神的想法。
And we read the scripture, then we know what God is talking about.
我们在我们中间啊，很多人都是信主也不少年，对吧
？Many of us have been Christians for a long time.
啊，有一天呢，有一个人就来到你这里说啊，陈弟兄啊。
As if someday someone comes to you and says, Brother Chen, you've been Christian for 5 years. Please tell me, what the Bible says. We might encounter such
things.
People may say, please tell me, what does the Bible say? Do I have any?
哎，我们要想一想这个话。
Let me think about it.
我要能知道这个答案。
And then, do we want to know what the answer is?
我不能说啊，圣经讲的东西太多。
We can't just say, oh, okay, the Bible says too much.
啊，我一下讲不清楚。
But I can't tell you, right away.
你就到你就回来听我们牧师讲。
Just come to our church and listen to our pastor.
其实答案也不错
的。That's not a bad answer.
但是你不能够每一次都是。
But you can't say that all the time.
We have
to know what the Bible is telling
us.
We need to know.
When
we read the scripture, many people read
the scripture.
But we only read it out of the plain knowledge. We read it in a very simple format. And as we read, we are stuck somewhere.
啊，读一读啊，就永久的创世纪啊，很多时候就过不去。
As we read, for example, the book of Genesis, there are a lot of places that we might get stuck.
啊，有些说要先读旧约，先读新约。
And some people say, okay, forget about the Old Testament, let's start with the New Testament.
第一章都读不过去。
But even the first chapter we get stuck.
啊，都是一些名字，这个重要性在哪里？我真的不知道。
So, all these names, what's the significance of it? What does the Bible tell us? Maybe teach you a very simple way.
So,
just look at what the Bible tells us at the very beginning. And what does it end with?
Just
like for a writer to write a book. The author will plant the seed at the very beginning.
他读一个这个基础上。
And that's the introduction.
最后时候才有结束。
And at the end, there's a conclusion.
就是结束。所以你有些时候啊，你就看前面讲什么，最前面讲什么，就后面讲什么，你就对这本书啊大概有一点。
So other times when we browse through a book, just look at the beginning and the end, you pretty much get what the author is trying to tell us through a book.
我想着有些时候很有兴趣。
A lot of us like to watch Korean soap opera.
35集.
That 35 episodes.
That
takes too much time.
那你怎么办呢？
So what do we do?
第一集.
And look at the first episode.
35集.
And then look at and then view the 35th episode.
那你差不多重点抓到。
Then pretty much you get the idea.
中间不看没关系。
So you can pretty much skip the middle one, the ones in the middle.
我们当时读圣经不要这样子。
He is an artist.
He's a painter.
He's a painter.
啊，我没有看画，我没有意义过。
You have to have some insight when viewing a painting.
你到那个法国，到一个那个巴黎的最 museum 叫什么？叫卢浮宫。
You go to the best museum in Paris, Louvre.
最有名的画什么画
？What's the most famous painting?
最有名是什么画？啊，蒙娜丽莎，是不是？
啊，蒙娜丽莎。And those who have the insight and knowledge, they look at this painting and wow. But to me, it's so cool.
It's
so something so great and
invisible about it.
Because there are many similar paintings. Because I'm not as well trained as I have the insight. So, to read the scripture, we have to have at the beginning of the book Genesis, it talks about his creation. God created the heaven and the earth. Then God created man. The man is very special. Very special. Different from all the creation. So what does the Bible say about man? Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. So God, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. And then he gave him a name. And God did something special. He breathed into his nostrils. Something came out of God and into this man. And this did not happen to any other creation. And he became a living being. A living being. So this person has a spirit. And after he became a living being, God placed him in a garden. So there's a garden. And there are two trees in the garden. The tree of life. And the other one, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The tree of knowledge of good and evil. And there's a river. And there's a river there. So we see a picture there. There's a garden. Two trees. A river. So, what are these trees? So, God created man, he put in the garden with these two trees. What does that mean?
Because
God has given man a right to choose. Adam can choose the tree of life. He can also choose the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So the garden and the tree of life and evil, the tree of life is very important. The principle of tree of life means we will choose God to be our life. To choose to receive God as our life. And what is the principle of knowledge of good and evil? That means that I consider to know the knowledge is very important. Because man can live independent of God. And just trust in his own knowledge. If we only rely on our knowledge instead of God, and that's the principle of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Then
thinks that he can discern good and evil. And then become independent of God. So the principle of the tree of life means to trust him. And the tree of knowledge of good and evil represents independence from God. God, I know. I know what is good. I can make decisions on my own. And that is the principle of tree of knowledge of good and evil. And yet these two trees lead to very different consequences. And we all knew that men ate fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. As we read Romans chapter 5, we know what the consequences are. entering into the world through Adam. Sin entering into the world, so does
death.
Then we will ask, what did exactly Adam do wrong? Did not commit murder or arson. What did he do? What crime did he commit? What he did wrong was that he proclaimed independence from God. That is a very dangerous thing to do. We think it's okay that we make decisions on our own. That is a very dangerous thing. You know that America, we take all the border. But now look at America today. And we have a lot of concern. Because now they do not trust in God. Most of people trust in themselves. They trust in themselves. Trust in their power and ability. That is very dangerous. So we have to choose God.
我们到圣经第一章到圣经第十五。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》。那我们看到《启示录》 其实就是我们的溪角。
And then the book of Revelation is still a river.
溪角会有一个名字。
And the river has a name.
非常好的名字。
It's a beautiful name.
叫做生命水的河。
It's the river of water of life.
现在我们又看到一个故事。
And then we see a beginning of tree.
像说的这边那边有生命树。
So there are trees on this side and that, the other side of the river. It seems like the Bible starts and ends with the same picture. Isn't it amazing? Because these two authors live in different times. I do not believe the author of the book Genesis, when he was writing the book of Genesis, sent an email to Apostle John about the picture he described in the book of Genesis. But yet they were moved by the same spirit. Spoke of the same thing.
They
talk about God's will.
There
is a river.
Same
tree of life.
Hallelujah.
So the Bible is very
consistent.
This is a wonderful book. As we read about it, we know what God wants. Because God wants us to receive
life.
He wants us Christians to receive life. And that is crystal clear.
从头到尾是一致。
From beginning to the end, the Bible is consistent. God wants us to receive life.
我们在读这个约翰福音十五章。
And let's read John chapter 15.
这十五章第五节有一个很这个美好的一个 description.
And there's a wonderful description in John 15 verse 5.
在这里，耶稣啊说一句话。
Here the Lord Jesus said.
耶稣说我是。
He says, I am the vine.
我是那个树。我就是那个树。
I am that tree.
我就是那个生命树。
I am that tree of life.
耶稣就是那个生命树。
The Lord Jesus is the tree of life.
我们还不晓得那个创世纪第一章这个是创世纪第二章十六二十二章的生命树是什么吗？
So do we know what this tree of life in Genesis chapter 2 and Revelation 22?
address himself.
In John 15, we know the answer.
So
what is true of life?
The
Lord Jesus himself is the true of life. And let's continue. And this is a great, wonderful tree. We are the branches. The Lord is the tree, the vine, and we are the branches. So we are one with the tree. We are in there. So we are in the picture. So isn't it wonderful?
We are part of the history.
So we are part of the history.
We are part of the fire.
We are
the body. We are the body. We are the body. We are the body. We are the body. We are the body. We are the
body.
We are the body. We are the body. We are the body. We are
the body. We are the body. We are the body. We are the
body. We are the body. We are the body. We are the body. We are the body. We
are the body. We are the body. We are the body. And all of a sudden, you are in the picture. Isn't that exciting? If you discover all of a sudden that you are in the picture, if all of a sudden you discover you are in the picture, then you will tell everyone that, look at me, look at me, I'm in the picture. So as we read John chapter 15, we must be excited. Because I am in that true life.
It's
a great book to do with me. The Lord Jesus is in there and so am I. This is not our place. This is a God's word. That the Lord Jesus says, I'm the vine and you are the branches. So we are one with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Because
we are one life with the Lord. So now I'm going to share with you about the Holy Spirit. Today we're here to know the Spirit. So how much do we know about the Holy Spirit? So the knowledge is very important.
You
want to be a good student. Then you have to learn well. If you do not learn well, you cannot be a good student. You want to be a good Christian, you have to know about the Holy Spirit. So this morning, I'm going to share with you about knowing the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. How do you know the Holy Spirit? The first thing we look at.
我们先在约翰福音第十四章十七节。
In John chapter 14, verse 17.
我们一起来读好不好？
Let's read together.
一起。就是真理的圣灵，乃是人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因他与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
The scripture says the world cannot know it because the head cannot comprehend it. But yet we know the Holy Spirit. Why do we know about the Holy Spirit? Because He's with us. That He dwells with us. So He dwells with us. And He lives in us. Because He dwells with us. Then we know Him. We want to know a person. We live with a person. You live with a person, you know the person. I've been married for more than 20 years. So I know my wife well. And she knows me well too.
我呼吸大声小声。
If I breathe heavy or light,
她就知道我呼吸小声。
And she knows, she can discern my mood from my breathing.
她现在去上班了。
But she's about to go to work.
我看她的背影。
If I look at her back,
我就知道她呼吸小
声。But I can tell her mood.
我跟这个，我这个女人。我这个要带她去上当兵的那
种。As I take my daughter to violin lessons.
她就带你带她去。
And then if daddy takes her.
要20分钟。
It takes 20 minutes.
妈妈带她去要12分钟。
And if mom takes her, then it only takes 12 minutes.
所以当 daddy 带她去的时候，她在早一点走。
So she knows if daddy's taking her, then she has to get out of the house earlier.
为什么？因为她认识。
Why? Because she knows.
所以我们要认识主啊，我们需要跟主住在一起。
So we want to know the Lord and have to live with Him.
你跟主住在一起，你是认识主，你是认识。
You live with the Lord, you know the Lord, and you know the Holy Spirit.
在约翰福音第一章里面有一处这样的解释。
In John chapter 1, there's something.
有一个门徒啊，他们是约翰的门徒，他名字叫做安德烈。
There's a disciple of Baptist, John the Baptist. His name is Andrew.
约翰的那里为主耶稣做见证。
As John the Baptist was giving testimony for Jesus.
说这是神的羔羊。
This is the Lamb of God who removes the sin of the world.
是真的
是神。And the Holy Spirit will descend on him.He spent the night of living with the Lord, and he knew the Lord. So the next day he went to his brother, Simon Peter. I met myself, the
Messiah.
If we do not live with the Lord, we will not know the Lord. But if we live with the Lord, we will know him.So we want to know the Lord and have to live with Him.
我们在读这个在我们在读这个西哥罗西书第一章。
And let's look at Colossians chapter 1.
第九节第十节。
Verses 9 and 10.
这些呢，我们的经节。
These are wonderful verses.
哥罗西书。
Colossians
第一章第九节第十节。
Chapter 1, verses 9 and 10.
因此。我们听，我们一起念好不好？因此我们听见了，也就对你们不住的
心，
愿你们在现属灵的智慧意识上，满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们第十节，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦。在一切善事上，结果渐渐的多知道神。在这里有一个知道。
So here we have two knowledge.
第九节，满心知道神的旨意。
First nine is that you will be filled with the knowledge of His will.
我很喜欢英文啊 ，filled with the knowledge.
And you will be filled with the knowledge.
第十节有一个知道。
And verse nine, there's another. Verse ten, there's another knowledge.
渐渐的知道神。
That we grow in the knowledge of God.
所以我们对神的认识。
The knowledge of God.
好像一个水瓶在接水一样。
It's like a jar receiving water.
要会 increase 而增加。
And that the water will pour in and increase.
是直到地步富。
To a point of being filled.
我们对神的认识要富。
So that our knowledge of God should be filled.
Increase.
To be full and increase.
像这个水瓶一
样，
我们越富的越多，
the more we go,
我们就认识越多。
And we, the more knowledge we have.
这水瓶是什么呢？
What is this water jar?
就是智慧和故事。
That is wisdom and understanding.
这个对神的认识叫 wisdom.
So we need our wisdom to know.
Understanding.
Are
we understanding? We need
and the greater capacity. The more we get big. The more we can know the Lord.
但是反过来讲，
yet on the other hand,
我们对神的认识也会减少。
Our knowledge of God can also decrease.
如果是水平有一个洞，
there's a hole in the bottom.
所谓的水
平， the water will leak out.
所以有的时候啊，我们这个被疏远了。
And oftentimes, as we become distant,
我们就发现我们里面是空的。
And we realize the emptiness inside of us.
神对我们就很空洞。
And then God becomes
very
remote to us.
所以我们保守自己。
So we need to guard our heart.
不要漏洞。
So that there will be no holes and leaks.
因为对神的认识是会流掉。
Because our knowledge of God might leak out.
所以这个年轻人在学校里面。
Young people when they go to school.
非常危险。
Very dangerous.
今天这个时代是很危险的。
Nowadays we live in a dangerous age.
这个世界就在你的心里流动。
So that the world is poking holes in your faith. So that your faith in God will drain out. So we
must
guard ourselves. Especially young people when they go to school. And guard your heart. That you be firm in your faith. So that you have strong faith. Unshakable faith. So that you will be filled with the knowledge. With wisdom and understanding.
Increase.
And be filled.
Praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord.
我们要认识的话，我们还要借，我们还要认识圣灵，我们还要借主的话。
And in order to know the Holy Spirit, have to know through God's word.
就希伯来第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4. Now let's look at Hebrews chapter 4.
在这里我们讲到什么？
这边we talk about the word of God.
希伯来第四章第十二节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
是啊，神的话是活泼的。
For the word of God is living.
是有功效。
Powerful.
神的话是活泼的。
God's word is living and powerful.
Living and powerful. 我也喜欢这个词
啊。I really love these two words, living and powerful.
比一切两刃的剑更快。
Sharper than any two-edged sword.
甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能使人活开。
Piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and joints and marrow.
连心中的意念和主意都能辨
别。And the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
我们都想属灵。
We all want to be spiritual.
但是有时候我们发觉啊，属灵不是那么容易。
Oftentimes we find it very hard to achieve.
想属灵并不是那么容易。
Not easy to become spiritual.
因为我们这些人，我们的很大。
Because our soul is very powerful.
大到一个地步啊，连根魂在我们里面也都分不清
楚。To a point that we cannot divide or discern between spirit and soul.
到底是灵魂。灵里出来的还是从我魂里出来的。
We cannot discern if something is of the spirit or of the soul.
分不清楚结果是什么呢？
So what's the result if we cannot discern?
我里面有这个挣扎。
So we have struggle within.
我里面就没有安息。
And we lose the rest.
你看希伯来四章就是讲到这个
意思。Because Hebrews chapter 4 talks about entering to rest.
魂跟灵分不清楚，没有安息。
If we cannot discern from the spirit and the soul, we cannot enter into rest.
我们需要什么呢？
So what do we need?
我们需要什么？
We need God's word.
我们需要主的话。
We need God's word.
主的话是 living and powerful.
Because the word of God is living and powerful.
自然啊。
As it enters in.
就刺入我
们。And then it will pierce in the body.
Pierce in the body will cut the sun.
And then it enters in to cut, pierce in the bond.
甚至心中的思念和主意都能够避免。
say we deserve the God who is capable.
你晓得我们心里有些东西啊，深深。
You know, there's something in our heart very deep.
是我们的这个 intent of
the heart. It's like the intent of the heart.
这是很深的东西。
And they're very, very deep.
有的时候我们碰到一些难处。
Oftentimes when we encounter some trials,
有些事情过不去。
And then we cannot get over it.
是因为我们心中啊有很深的一些东西啊。
Because there's something deep.Something deep in our heart. Maybe it could be our hidden pride. Or hidden pride. Sometimes we just cannot overcome.
Why?
Because we have hidden pride in us. Or we have some hidden fear.
So
we are not aware of
it.碰到一些事情啊，就做出一些决定。
So we make some decisions based on that.
我们里面都有一些这个很深的东西，不知道。
We have something hidden deeply inside of us that we are not consciously aware of.
神的话对我们。
But yet, God's word to us.
他就把这些东西赐给我们。
I can discern and help and open.
这个提升这个词很好啊，我也喜欢。
I like this word, discern.
对，提升。它永远有意思就这样。
But that means to make judgment.
神的话在我们心中就做 judge.
So God's word can judge in our heart.
这个法官做 judge 啊，没有能力的。
When the judge in the court make a judgment, he does not make something that is easy.
有罪就是有罪，没有罪就是没罪。
It's guilty, it's guilty or innocent, and he makes it very clear.
如果有一个 judge 做一个决定
，If a judge make a judgment.
他说你有罪不罪，好像还不能清楚。
And he said, I can't really tell if you're innocent or guilty.
好，你45%有罪。
But maybe you're guilty 45%.
55%没有罪。
And 55% you're innocent.
这是不能做事。
A judge cannot make such judgments.
是啊，分得很清楚。
He has to make a very clear verdict.
神的话是讲得很清楚。
When God's word is angry,
我们这个人就是这个人，我们这个人就在他面前是一路。
That we become, we are peers and become exposed.
第三点就是说，万物在神的面前都是罪人。
Because everything is laid bare before Him.
所以我们需要神的话。
So we need God's word.
把我们这个人分得很清楚。
So that we can be made clear.
神的话进来，把我们的魂跟我们的灵就分开了。
So God's word entering and divide.
我们的灵跟魂，
我
们的灵跟魂分开来了。
As we divide and spirit and soul,
我们就能够进入安息。
Then we can enter into rest.
所以我们需要神的话。
So we need God's word.
因为我们常常常常不清楚。
Because all the times we're confused.
我们不需要人给我们更多的建议。
We don't need any more advice and some suggestions.
我们不需要有更美的想法。
Or any better idea.
我需要神的话。
All that we need is God's word to enter into.
在里面保持。
So that we become exposed and make bare and naked before Him. Then we can enter into rest. There's another thing very important about knowing the Holy Spirit. We come to Matthew chapter 11. This is the third chapter we're very familiar
with.
And this verse.Verse 29, the Lord Jesus said, right there, the Lord Jesus said, anyone who is weary and heavy laden, come to me.
Verse 28,
come to me all who are labored and are heavy laden,
and
the Lord will give us rest. And we all like this
verse.
Because we all labor and heavy labor. Please raise your hand if you don't have any burden. Please raise your hand if you don't have any burden. I'm going to invite anyone who raised his hand to come up and
meet you.
We need to learn from him.
Because
we all have our own
burden.
那是垃圾。And then the Lord said, "Okay, come."
我们就在他面前了。
So we come before the Lord.
那我们就是一小时的。
So this is how we read the scripture.
主啊，还有我们在当中来到这里来。
Because the Lord says, anyone who is labored and heavy laden, come to me.
来的人就把我们的担，我来就把我们的担心就给了。
Because when we come our burdens to the Lord.So this is how we pray to Lord, I give you all my burden. Have we prayed this prayer before? Sometimes we say, Lord, too heavy, I can't do it. I'll give you all my burden. And then verse 29 says, Since my heart is gentle and lowly, and then you.Lord, that sister has even heavier burden than me. overcome in her situation.
让她在这个环境里面有生活。
So that she can overcome in her situation.
让她把事情办妥。
So rescue her from such a situation.
在这边是救恩的恩典。
So that she will receive your salvation in your home.
当我们这样祷告时
，As we pray such prayer,
你会发觉你的担心会轻
一些。Then all of a sudden you feel your burden becomes lighter.
本来是非常非常重的。
Before it was so heavy.
你在那里拥挤成功的时候
yeah, as you are being yoked with the Lord,
你在那里拼死干死的时候
as you are bearing the Lord's yoke,
你在那里为了神的国神的义的时候
as you are praying for the Lord's kingdom and his righteousness,
你的感受是
and your load become lighter,
你是这样子来学圣
灵 so this is how you learn from the Holy Spirit,
为什么我们要学圣灵呢
so we ought to learn from the Holy Spirit,
圣灵在我们的里面我们要学
The Holy Spirit lives within us. We ought to learn from Him. So we will be yoked with the Lord and bear His burden. As we bear the Lord's burden, we feel it's
light.
Hallelujah, the Lord's burden is light. Then we enter into rest. We shall receive rest. How precious is the Lord's promise to us.The Lord's preparation of the provision so we come and share the yoke and burden with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's continue. Now we can share something lighter. That's our exercise.
我们这个灵在我们里面，我们需要操练。
Now the Holy Spirit dwells within us, so then we have to exercise our spirit.
其实是这个以弗所书讲的这个三章当中，他是说你在操练上面学习一些状况。
As the brother you asked me to preach today, he says, share about exercise of the spirit.
对，我们的灵需要操练。
Because we need to exercise our spirit.
就像我们身体需要操练。
Like we need to exercise our body.
圣经里面有这个操练这个词，新约里操练这个词。
So there's a word.Exercise in the New Testament. So our scripture talks about exercise. So we have to exercise and godliness toward godliness. So what does the word exercise mean originally? It's to exercise our naked.
其实古代的人啊，是光着身体运动。
In the ancient times, when people exercise, they are naked.
那保罗就对提摩太说，操练身体，力求得赏。
So Paul says to Timothy, there's a little profit for exercising the body.
操练精神凡事有益处。
But yet, godliness is profitable for all things.
操练身体，我们都很喜欢操练身体。
We all like to do bodily exercise.
因为超越身体为什么好？为什么这个思路这么健康？
So that we can become healthy when we exercise the body.
我们要注意，我们现在都是大家都有注意健康。
Now we are all very conscious about our health.
我们要吃的我们要注意。
So we care about what we eat.
我们这个要运动。
And we have to exercise.
对不对？我们要保持卫生。
And we have to keep the sanitary.
我们要足够的睡眠。
We have to have enough sleep.
我们做这些事情全方位的做。
We do all things.
我们这个就健康。
Then we become healthy.
我们又受心魔前一阵子这个动手术啊。
受心魔啊 ，she recently had surgery.
我就是我们上一位，我们跟她比较近啊。
Because we are very close to her family, so we know.
受过的时候，我们非常重视注意健康啊。
And after the surgery, she paid a lot of attention to health.
吃什么很注意。
And she cares about what to eat.
很多的运动。
And she exercises a lot.
她说她每天要到这个旁边的运动公园去运动。
So she goes to a nearby park every day to exercise.
不光是运动身体。
Not only she exercises the body.
运动灵。
And she also exercises the spirit.
在祷告。
And she prays.
在享受神的话。
And she enjoys God's word.
这是运动。
And then she exercises.
所以，受洗我身体越过越健康。
So, she healthy.
我们看到什么啊？脸是很好，很有活力。
And her complexion is so good, and she's very energetic. 而且
她是手术之前还有点 weak。
But before the surgery, she was a little bit weaker.
手术之后啊，是 powerful and strong。
Now she's powerful and strong.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为注意健康。
Because now she pays attention to her health.
对，注意健康很重要。我们都是
very important that we are healthy.
我们的灵也是需要健康。
Same
with our faith. 我们要问问自己，我的灵健不健康？
Is my spirit healthy?
我的灵有没有 exercise?
Do we exercise our spirit?
其实啊，主为我们预备了很多。
Actually, the Lord has provided a lot.
主爱我们，为我们有所预备。
The Lord loves us and provides a lot.
主要我们健康。
And God wants us to be healthy.
要我们做一个健康的基督徒。
And He wants us to be healthy Christians.
主给我们最好的食物。
So the Lord gives us the best food.
Bible is the best.
Bible is the best
thing.
If we do not read God's words, it's very hard for us to be healthy. If we do not read God's words, we do not be strong and powerful.
Bible is the best thing.
So, 圣经是最好的属灵粮食，
是天上的粮食。
And it's from heaven.
是是，所以我们要读。
So we have to read God's words.
Yes.
That's the best food.
我们家里面有最好的这个 exercise equipment.
So we may have the best exercise equipment at home.
圣灵就是我们最好的 exercise equipment.
Holy Spirit is our best exercise equipment.
是不是？
Isn't it?
好，对，保罗对提摩太说。
Paul says to Timothy.
你的圣灵第一节啊。
The next verse.
他说，神所赐给我们的不是胆怯的。
Because the Lord has not given us the spirit of fear.But the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind.
神赐给我们一个灵，是刚强的。
Given us the spirit, a spirit of power.
所以保罗说，你里面有这个灵的。
And Paul says, you have such spirit within you.
你要把它调动起来。
And you have to stir it up.
你要把它燃起来。
And to flame the spirit into fire.
要把它烧起来。
And flame it into fire.
就我们里面有这个灵在我们里面，不要让它这个 idol。
So we have a spirit within us, don't let it sit idle.
我们要知道我们里面的灵是什么。
We have to know about the spirit within us.
要把它 fade into fire.
And fade it into a flame to fade into fire.
你买的这个1500块的这个 exercise equipment 在家里。
If you spend $1500 to buy exercise equipment, you just put it in your house.
你如果不去运动啊。
But if you do not get on the to exercise,
then
you owe yourself. You did yourself wrong because you spent so much money. So you want to exercise.
现在我们的里面，我们不去运动啊，我们就很可怜，我们就很倒霉。
And then if the Holy Spirit dwells within us, and we do not exercise our spirit, we have wasted and we did ourselves wrong.
所以我们要去，我们要用我们的。
So we have to exercise our spirit.
我们也有最好的卫生器材。
And also we have the best sanitary facilities.
因为我们常常很脏。
Because oftentimes we are dirty.
今天的世界很脏。
Nowadays the world is dirty.
你上班一天，你回家觉得很脏。
And you go to work for a day and you come home feel feeling dirty.
我们有什么呢？
So what do we have?
我们有主耶稣的宝血。
We have the precious blood of Jesus.
所以我们常常到主面前。
So we come before the Lord.
因为说要 confess our sins，
所以我们 confess our sins。
我们要求主的宝血洗净我们。
We ask the blood of the precious blood of Jesus wash us clean。
我们不是一个礼拜祷告这样一次。
We do not pray that prayer only once a week。
我们要随时预用主的宝血。
We have to apply the precious blood of Jesus。
你下班的时候在路上你就可以祷告。
On your way home from work, you can pray such prayer.
耶稣，你的宝血洗净我。
Lord Jesus, cleanse me with your precious blood.
让我这个脸干净。
So that I can become clean.
因为我是污
秽的。Because I'm filthy.
我们需要这样的祷告。
We need to pray such prayer.
耶稣，这样的祷告。
All the time.
让主使用主的血使我这个脸干净。
So we become clean with the precious blood of Jesus.
我们还有最好的 medication.
We have the best medication.
最好的 medication 就是基督的名。
And that is the name of the Lord.
The name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
我对诗歌很好，很喜欢。
It was a song that I love very much.
耶稣，耶稣最贵之名。
It says that Jesus, Jesus, the most precious name.
战士兵器，兵器高。
It's the weapon at the war times and the medicine at sick time.
在你名里生活征战。
In your, in the spirit, we live and we battle.
就有喜乐和荣耀。
Joy and glory.
所以我们要运用这个名。
So we have to use the Lord's name.
要活在这个名里。
And live within His name.
活在这个操作里。
And live in His care.
好，在最后一个啊，就是讲的话。
Lastly, we talk about God's word.
要把神的话吸收到我们里面，吸到我们里面。
We have to receive God's word and teach God's word.
在诗篇里面真的有讲到吸收这件事。
Yes, the Bible does talk about eating.
不光是诗篇讲吸收，也是说我的话是，我的话是可吸的，我的话是可喝的。
The Bible says, the Lord Jesus says, you shall eat my flesh and drink of my blood.
就是圣经里面啊，连你也讲到这个。
In the Old Testament, Prophet Jeremiah also talked
about it.
The Lord of hosts.
我得了你的言语,
I receive your word.
就当食物吃
了, and I eat it as food.
你的言语是我, 使我心中欢喜快乐,
and your word causes my heart to rejoice.
把你的话吃到我们里面,
eat the word of God.
吃就是接受。
To eat is to receive.
接受到你的里面。
To receive into you.
消化吸收。
And after you digest it, and receive.
消化吸收之后啊。
Absorbing.
这个食物跟你就是。
Then after being digestion and absorption, you and the food become one.
这句话要跟我们是一样的。
And the word of God has to be one with that.
我们要吸收的话。
So we eat God's word.
怎么吸收的话。
How do we eat God's word?
怎么吸收的话。
How do we eat God's word?
最简单的方法。
Easiest way.
就是去背诵的话。
Is to memorize God's word.
把主的话背在你的里面。
Memorize God's word.
一面背的时候啊。
As we memorize.
一面思考主的话。
And we meditate.
进到主的话。
And enter into God's word.
享受主的话。
Enjoy God's word.
把主的话进到你里面。
God's word will enter into you.
跟你合一，就跟你合一。
And become one with you.
我们这个Bible Plan C
The Bible Reading Plan C.
Bible Plan C 就是叫我们背罗马书，是不是？
To memorize the Book of Romans.
我不晓得多少人有这样背。
I don't know how many of you are memorizing.
我觉得这个罗马书是背罗马书是一件非常好的事。
It is such a wonderful thing to memorize the Book of Romans.
我就把这每一周的经节都背出来。
So I memorize all the verses.
According to this.
So clean out the memory verse of the week. And then I print several sheets. And when I put in the car, or put on my desk at home, I put in the car. I put in the kitchen. And so I print many copies.To memorize God.
这个礼拜我们就读到这个罗马书十三，背了罗马书第十三。
This week, we are memorizing Romans chapter 4.
我跟我妻子啊，就是我们去散步的时候，我们就背这句话。
So as my wife and I taking a walk, we memorize God's word.
十三十九节。
Chapter 4, verse 19.
亚伯拉罕。
Talks about Abraham.
亚伯拉罕近百岁的时候，虽然死在自己的身体当中已死。
So without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was a state of death. And that Sarah's womb was also dead. But yet, without weakening his faith, and he was looking upon God's promise. Yet he did not wait to unbelief.
当他因信信你的宣布，
but was strengthened in his faith,
将荣耀归给神。
I gave glory to God.
我背这些话。
As I memorized these verses.
亚伯拉罕已百岁了。
So Abraham was already 100 years old.
死生之时的。
And he considered his body as dead.
杀来不可能再生了。
And it's impossible for Sarah to conceive.
亚伯拉罕信心软弱。
But yet his faith was not weakening.
这句话感动我。
all these words really move me. Yes, I ever thought was not looking at these circumstances. Because the outward situation looked impossible. But yet his faith did not weaken. He looked upon so he did not waver at the promise of God. But through faith he was strengthened. As we continue to memorize God's words, we're praying too. Lord, teach us to learn from
happenings
that we will not only trust in our circumstances, but we will be strengthened in faith. That we will not waver because of unbelief. That we will be strengthened
in
faith. As we read and enjoy God's words, the words of God is to us. Then we are eating God's word. God's words are living and powerful. And then we come to Romans chapter 5. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, and we have peace with who? With God. And through whom we have gained access by faith into the faith which we
have.
And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So all these words really move me. Through Jesus Christ, we are peace with God. So it is something already accomplished. It's already accomplished. So today, through the Lord Jesus, we stand in grace. And this is today's experience and
reconciliation.
So today I stand in grace. In the future, through the Lord, we will rejoice in the glory of God. Praise the Lord. What the Lord has accomplished for us is so
beautiful.
That we have peace with God. We stand in grace. And we hope for God's
deliverance.
As these words enter into us, then I become encouraged. Therefore, brothers and sisters, let's enjoy these words. If you have not signed up for the there is still a lot of sheep outside. You can start on this week. That's not hard, only a few verses a day. Just memorize two verses and keep these words in
your
every day you memorize God's words. I cannot imagine you still being weak. You will become a Christian with strong spirit. If you follow the schedule until the end of this year, so you will memorize many chapters of Romans. So on the beginning day, you can be
saved.
It would be the best if you on the beginning day you come out and memorize the book of Romans. That would be your greatest. I would encourage you to memorize the book of Romans. It is a great book. It talks about the complete salvation of
Jesus.
We who were sinners. Now became children of God. Hallelujah. So don't let these words remain external. Let them come into you. Come into our lives. And that is our exercise. Praise the Lord. Christians don't have to be weak or poor. Because the Lord has provided us the Holy Spirit and the Holy Scripture so that we can live before God strong, strong and powerful heart.
对不对？就是灵，就是生命。
Hallelujah! It is the Spirit, it is life.
只有我们祷告。
And the Lord wants us to receive it.
我们已经祷告。
Let's have some prayer. Lord, we thank you.
你就是那生命的活宝。
You are the living word.
进到我们的里面。
And that will come into us.
与我们成为一。
And become one with us.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
你就是那圣灵。
And you are the Holy Spirit.
住在我们的里面。
And dwells within us.
主啊，在凡事上教导我们。
That you will teach us in all things.
叫我们不随从，不随从肉体。
So that we will not walk according to the flesh.
叫我们随从圣灵。
But according to the Spirit.
叫我们受圣灵的引导。
And will be guided by the Spirit.
叫我们受小儿子的喜气。
And will enjoy the reality of being a son of God.Receive the blessings of children of God. Our Lord, your words will move within us. We commit ourselves in your hand. Help us to keep living before you. Thank you, Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.